Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 25. Quarter of a century. 25 weeks. Wow. Next week will be a half a year.
I'm 25 years old, so that's nice.
I disagree.
That's true. That's a lot.
I don't think any of us could say that.
I wish I could still say I was 25. Here is our 25th segment of In the News, where we discuss... Where we discuss everything cool pertaining to film, music, video game, comic, TV news from the week. We have a lot of good news this week. We're going to start out with the man sitting in front of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre poster...
Creepy.
Mr. Andrew Conway, he has video game news for us. Andrew.
Yes, I do. In the news this week, video games. A big controversy that started last weekend that's still blowing people's minds is the whole issue with Flappy Bird.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard about that, but Flappy Bird became an internet sensation, and all of a sudden, the guy that created it just sort of...
Well, beforehand, Flappy Bird, isn't it like Super Mario World?
So, it's a pretty basic premise. What it is you're a bird, and pretty much all you're trying to do is avoid pipes at different levels.
Green pipes.
The way that it's constructed looks a lot like Mario, an old NES game. Yeah. What he was going
for. So basically it's Angry Birds meets Mario Brothers.
Pretty much. But it's super simple and apparently crazy addictive and just blew up.
He hated that he was making $50,000 a week, so he decided...
Oh my god, his life is so hard.
Because too many people were, like, criticizing him for the fact that it wasn't... That he was getting way too much... He thought it was too much for his simple life that he was living in. So he decided to pull it, but...
I hate this guy. I don't even know him, and I'm like, you're the worst human.
Yeah, and so for those who want, a last little bit of Flappy Bird love... there's a company called NeoGAF that actually created an MMO from the actual game itself, so you can go on there with a bunch of your friends before it gets pulled and play together.
Is it pulled right now?
Well, it's already pulled. Flappy Bird's been pulled. You can't get it unless you already have it. And there's going to be new updates.
People are selling iPhones on eBay with Flappy Bird on it for like hundreds of thousands.
Ridiculous amount of money. No one's going to pay for like $100,000 for an iPhone that has Flappy Birds. I don't think anyone's going to pay that, but...
How funny would that be at a dinner party where you were like, look what I got. Look at my new iPhone. Oh, it's got Flappy Birds on it.
Yeah, but even then...
There's lots of ripoffs now because there's a Happy Birds, which is basically the same game, but just with a little makeover that someone put out there to just get that audience.
See, that doesn't make sense because if people are selling phones with Flappy Birds on it, even if you sell a phone, don't you have to erase all the content?
Yeah, how can you erase that?
Yeah, they're not smart people. Whoever's going to pay $100,000 for phones, I'm not a smart person. So we'll just
there's somebody out there.
So yeah, so it's crazy like that kind of game. He's playing Flappy Birds right now, actually.
It's hard, y'all.
It is really hard. That's what she said.
And then
I gave up after like 1 minute playing, so
that's what she said too.
Thank you, Michael.
We got the creator of Resident Evil, Shinji Mikami, has a new horror game that he announced.
What's his name again?
Shinji Mikami.
Well, that's not racist at all.
Is that all right?
Yeah, Shimmery.
What about his new game? What is it?
It's coming out in August. It's
horror.
Can't read your handwriting.
I can't read my handwriting.
Phantasmagoria.
No, it's
Phantasmagoria.
We're never gonna get that movie, are we?
There's me.
Who knows?
But yeah, I'll come back to that.
I'm kickstarting that movie right now.
All right, keep going.
Titanfall, is a game that people have been hoping for. I've actually been talking about the last few years. The beta opened up finally on Xbox One. And they're saying play it as hard as you can, find all the mistakes, because we want to make this game perfect. And for anyone that doesn't know what Titanfall is, it's pretty much just, they call it sort of the next Call of Duty, but with mechs.
Big-ass mechs.
So big-ass robots.
And it's alive and thinks for itself.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. Go play it if you enjoy that type of stuff. This week, Obsidian Entertainment, who's doing the South Park Stick of Truth, released a bunch of game footage, and a lot of people are really pleasantly surprised with what it looks like.
Yeah,
because it has everything that you're hoping for from a South Park game. It's going to be crude.
Yeah, there's been a South Park game before.
And,
like,
you know, it has that same style of animation. And they said a lot of it, you know, there's a lot of positive feedback because it actually, they spent a lot more time. So they're saying the delays are actually worth it because they actually brought on a developer from the game series Fallout to try to make this a true RPG.
Crazy. So
it, you know, the positive buzz, we'll see if it actually holds up when the game actually is released later this year. then also, it's been announced that there might be a new Transformers video game coming out with
the reboot, which we'll talk about later.
Which it's funny though, it's not actually based on the actual movie itself. It's got a whole different premise called, and right now the tentative title is Rise of the Dark Spark. And so
dark.
So yeah, people, if you don't know what a spark is, Transformers, that's what pretty much gives them life, is
the spark.
And Optimus has, yeah, if you've ever seen the original Transformers movie, you'll know, you learn all about the spark and what it does.
We don't recommend you do this. So.
The original Transformers, the animated movie is pretty good.
Yeah,
that's the one that's what it's talking
about. Until Michael Bay.
Greatness, yeah. Michael Bay, not so much, but yeah, so we'll see. It's probably going to be like the last few Transformers movies.
Michael Bay made
Transformers video games have not really lived up to.
I agree.
Worth playing, but we'll see. It's probably in the same vein of that. But
you know, Shia LaBeouf's not famous anymore.
Well, he wears bags on his head, on his face now.
That's his face.
And a few small piece of news. The voice of Master Chief says Halo 5 will be out in 2015.
Okay.
He had let that slip in an interview.
That was out this year.
No. But yeah, so he let it slip that they've been developing it. And that he's gone in. And
so he'll be back.
Doing his.
Okay.
I'm not dead yet. I'm still a Master Chief.
Jeez.
Don't play with me.
Another small bit of news.
Hey, Chief.
Nintendo's announced that Mario Kart 8 is going to be released May 30th. And they've also released the complete roster of the new Smash Brothers. Which is very intensive. And
hey guys, we're losing the war, so let's bring the only shit we can to make money.
I just wish
we're about to go out of business.
Includes a bunch of new people, including Mega Man and even Mac from Punch Out.
And any other motherfucker. Yeah.
It's like, I just think that the Super Smash Brothers and Mario Kart, put it on Xbox One.
Those are
pretty cool,
man.
They
can
make it
on
software.
We'll
keep them alive.
Yeah, because who really is going to buy those 500,000 people? That's how many people buy an Xbox a week.
Just every Wii U's. Like, no one has Wii U, unfortunately, but...
poor Nintendo.
Oh, a million and a half people.
Not poor Nintendo. They know what to do.
Yeah, but there's more...
They do have a $10 million stockpile of cash just lying there, so...
Well, they do something with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's my video game news.
Makes nice.
Makes a mouse pads.
Good video game news. I'm looking forward to that Halo game. Gwen, comic news.
Halo.
Gotta be my Halo.
Beyonce is an unlockable character in Halo 5. You're right.
Well, in
comic news.
In comic news, what's really cool is that Michael Ian Black and Michael Showalter are bringing their new podcast called Topics to Earwolf. So we're going to be getting another podcast from those guys.
Sweet.
So I'm really excited. And then also Chris Gethardt, who had been doing a pitch... he'd been doing a show on what's that thing called? Public Access. He sold it to Comedy Central. He's made back to Public Access to do his thing, and he's also going to be going on tour. Chelsea Lately is also coming to XM.
Yeah,
this is good comic news.
Yeah. Did XM supposed to be serious and just murder?
Nope. This is Gwen's comic news. This is Gwen's comic news. I'm just choosing to loosely do it on stand-up comedians.
But she's being like an audio version of her actual show.
Yeah, she's just doing an audio version of it, so it's kind of like...
That's kind of lame, actually.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. But it's opening a door. Also, continuing with stand-up comedians, Joel McHale will be doing the White House Correspondents Dinner.
Interesting.
So I'm excited.
Hasn't it been like
that.
Stephen Colbert or something for the last couple of years?
No.
Stewart's done it
Conan
before.
Conan didn't, right?
Conan did it
Conan
last
did
year.
It.
And then, yeah, Stephen Colbert only did it the one year.
I want Gilbert Godfrey to do it.
And then Nick Offerman sold another book, so he'll be coming out with a second book. Sliding into comic book news.
Sweet. comic books.
I didn't understand. For real comics, I did do some real comic research. Vampire Diaries launched their comic series.
Oh, no, sorry. Hold on.
And they launched it in at Halloween, and they've been kind of doing some, instead of doing like webisodes and stuff.
It's like a prequel, right? Like in the Civil War?
Filler one. So they're coming to do, they're doing one in May that is a flashback to the Salvatore brothers in the Civil War time period. And then for Superman fans, Doomsday.
Superman Batman!
Doomsday is going to be battling Superman in a May crossover series.
Didn't he already kill him once?
Yeah, Doomsday killed.
This is a new universe.
This is a new universe. So
we'll talk about that later. Yep. Reboots and remakes.
And then DC has been doing, to celebrate their different lines, they're doing these really cool covers each month. And in April, Batman is getting a new one every single week. That are kind of like collectible covers.
So those are awesome. So the variant covers are awesome. I own a comic book store. I mean, people go nuts for them. Mm-hmm. If they're like 1 out of 10, or if they're 1 out of 5, or they're 1 out of 250. It gets expensive for the store owner, because if they want that 250 variant, they have to buy 250 copies to get one variant. So you have to justify how much to charge for that variant in order to get all the rest of them. The variants are awesome.
Yeah, so they're going to have 19. Inside business. 19 for Batman.
Any Superman, Batman comic news?
You know, Doomsday is going to be Superman in May.
And I just want to say that...
But I'm really excited about this Michael Ian Black and Michael Showalter podcast.
They're some of my favorite comedians.
They're so good. They have a couple other ones, but this is... Earwolf is...
Michael Showalter has a new movie with David Wayne and him wrote, mm-hmm. with Paul Rudd in it.
And Michael Showalter is also... he's a producer on... The Conan O'Brien show. What is it called? Super Fun Night. He's his co-producer on that, and he's trying to get more into television stuff. But it's cool to see. I always love it when a lot of the comedians I like are popping up and doing more. Because you usually see like the underground ones that are trying to make a name for themselves doing podcasts. Now we're seeing a lot of bigger names coming on and doing podcasts for a little while.
Cool stuff. We'll be one of those big names one day, hopefully.
Hopefully.
We have one listener, so that's it.
And then...
Chris Gore?
Comedy Central also announced 6 of their half-hour comedy specials, and one of them is going to be Rob Finchins, who's hilarious.
Sweet.
He's this, like, big black panda kind of man.
He's on.
Can we add comic news as in comic comedian? I like
that. That's pretty good.
It's my dad.
It's good stuff. I knew she was going to do that beforehand. I thought that was
great. I was like, I need to ask Brian before I do this, because I don't read comic
I thought it was like Super Troopers when he comes in as the biker.
Yeah.
The bicycler.
I was
going
to be all like
comic news.
She did mention, I just quickly want to mention, she did say, mention Conan O'Brien, and he did announce he's doing a week in Dallas coming up.
Yeah.
It's so he's going to do the show for a week in Dallas coming up, which should be pretty cool.
How do you get tickets to that?
On February 18th, they're going to open up the website.
They're free, so you go first come, first serve.
Well, yeah, all the
have fun, guys,
all those shows in New York.
Absolutely,
free.
I'd love it.
I won't even see it for free.
You won't see it for free.
I don't like Conan O'Brien.
I love Conan.
Conan's
awesome.
I like Pete Holmes, though, so I like Pete.
I love Pete Holmes.
I like that Pete Holmes is on
his stand-up is so great.
His show is funny.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to music news with Adam Conway.
Music news.
Sing it. Sing it, girl.
Let's see, guys.
Man.
Whoa, man.
Whoa, man.
biggest news this week, Billy Ray Cyrus released a rap version of Achy Breaky Heart.
I saw that. How is
Achy
this
Breaky
possible?
Because his daughter said, hey, when you think you can go right, go left. And he took that, that means I should release a rap song version of Achy Breaky Heart. And he'll be doing an actually full album with a collaboration with the guy he wrote the song with called Buck 22.
Is it going to be country or going to be hip-hop?
He hasn't really said, but he said expect a lot more unique songs.
Oh, man, he's trying to stay relevant.
Yep.
Or he's like relevantly irrelevant.
He hasn't been relevant for a long time, though.
Billy Ray.
He's just trying to get money because his daughter's more rich than him. than him. So
I would just let it be, like, just transition into being a stage dad and call it a day.
Yeah.
I'm watching your dog take a giant shit right now.
That's a good dog. That's a good dog.
That that kind of equals to what this song sounds like anyways.
That's exactly the visual. I guess you
go check it out.
Billy Ray Cyrus rap album.
He's making lots of money because it's getting so many YouTube hits. So
because people are laughing.
Yeah. And another Cyrus news: Miley kicked off her Bangers tour this week.
Bangers with a Z.
Yeah, with a Z, y'all. And she said, "Expect the unexpected," which includes her riding a giant hot dog, a little person dressed
not
up
unexpected.
as a big joint.
Not unexpected.
And lots of animals, she said.
Why didn't she do nice things? Because that would be unexpected.
Yeah, you know what would be really unexpected? Her dressing up like Charlotte Church and like doing an opera.
Well, she said she's going to be doing some different versions of her songs. Like, you know, chilled-down version of...
She makes me feel like... I remember being her age and thinking that everything I did was new and exciting. And I feel like she's like that, where she thinks everything she's doing
is
like,
cool.
No one's ever done it before.
Imagine her PR people saying...
I like Miley more than anybody else because Miley still is doing just work. She's not on either drugs or alcohol.
Yeah.
It seems like she's...
I would tap the brake on not into drugs, by the way. That
she
girl is on drugs.
She's smart because she just hires people to make sure that she doesn't get in trouble.
She did smoke a J in Amsterdam on there.
It's pot, though.
It's still a drug to us.
I'm just saying, like, it's not...
I agree with you.
It's not like Lohan. It's not like... I mean, she's going about the music. It's
not
it's
like Justin Bieber.
Any different than what Madonna did when she was growing, coming up?
Yes, is her... What is it?
Madonna and her kind of like doing the same thing, it seems like.
He changed his name, though.
I wouldn't compare her to Madonna in the sense that Madonna at least was doing stuff no one had done before.
I agree, but she's kind of... She's
they're just copying her model, just like Britney did it. And Britney was very successful.
Yeah, and then
Britney
had a mental breakdown.
She's still worth millions, though. I mean, she was intelligent enough. Miley's just doing that on top of that.
Well, I find what's interesting about, like, Britney is not... No one will ever say Britney Spears was a good singer. She was a very identifiable singer. Like, she stood out. But she was a great entertainer.
Yeah,
she put on a good show.
Miley Cyrus is... surprisingly not a terrible singer. She's a pretty good singer, and she's a great... And I think that she can't just get up there and sing. She's got to do all this crazy shit.
Because she feels she has to.
And she feels she has to because you have to do this big production and blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. And I think that what she's doing is interesting-ish and
is it my style? No, but like...
Yeah, and I love Wrecking Ball. I like the director's cut of it better than the real version.
I like the Chat Roulette version better.
I like the Russian
video. But she's a good, I mean, I like her when she's a singer. So it'd be interesting to see her in like her next iteration after she gets through this, like, I'm 21 and I'm a weirdo phase. And like when she hits 23 and kind of embraces her singing a little bit more, I think will be kind of cool.
One other Disney. Former Disney starlets.
Can't get
music.
Through any segment without a Disney reference.
Yeah. Debbie Ryan. Has announced she was on Suite Life with Zach and Cody, and she has her own show called Jessie. She is going against the norm and forming a rock band called Debbie Ryan and the Never Ending.
The Never Ending what?
Exactly.
Well, it's pretty much every Disney. Didn't Selena Gomez do that too?
But here's the funny thing: she announced like her debut album. It's gonna be called One, but she said. She said when asked to describe it, it's going to be like Mumford & Sons and the Lumineers and Katy Perry and Taylor Swift and the White Stripes all had a weird indie rock blues folk baby.
Nope.
That
sounds like anything like that. That's total BS.
I pretty much touch on every single, every single genre.
I'm down.
No, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like Philip Phillips.
Yes.
Completely white bread bland.
So, you know.
Oh, my God.
I just died.
Where'd you get your music
the funny thing is, every Disney, the Disney Channel.com.
Every person that's left Disney to do a musical career has done exactly what she's saying that she's the first one to do. That's ridiculous.
When she's one. That's her album.
When you're 16, you're the first to do anything.
Right.
Oh, yes. I think she's like exactly 30, but she pretends.
Probably. She's like the orphan in Orphan.
Oh. That's sad.
In other music news, Lil Wayne just announced that his fifth installment of The Carter... It's coming out on May 5th.
Boom. You know, the original Carter was actually really quality.
Right.
So was Carter 2. I
part
like
two was good.
Badass.
But he needs to stop rapping altogether.
He's
right
got
now.
Lazy.
You know, he's
gotten very lazy.
Like
he used to battle with Kanye. And he was a better rapper than Kanye for about
well,
6 months.
Well, Kanye's just a terrible person.
He was probably really good when he was also on Lee.
Well, he had lots of seizures, so I think he got a lot of brain damage going on, too. So.
Poor Lee.
He does come to Allen, so I will give him a little love for us Texans.
I love Lee.
We like that he brings it to Allen,
yeah.
Texas. Respect.
Not recently.
What? He was in jail. It's not his fault. Lee's tough.
Then we had, I guess,
Kanye's in beef, too.
Yeah.
Speaking of beefs. Kanye's in
his
another beef with Charlamagne and Sway again.
TJ.
I read about that this morning.
Well, Sway, yeah. Come on.
Well, Sway
it's
had
always
a radio show as does Charlamagne. And they had this whole thing last year where, I mean, it's like you listen to this 30-minute bitch and it's like, oh, look what Kanye said. I'm like, I don't even understand what we're upset about. Like, Charlamagne just asked
him. Kanye's just horrible.
Well, they just released some footage of Kanye at Jermaine Dupri's party when he was only 21. He looks completely
different.
Do you remember Jermaine Dupri? What a great guy. He dated Janet Jackson.
He did.
That's legit.
Time.
Well, then, Kanye also just
and he always wore big, like, Bieber shirts.
Yeah. Of a Beyonce song or something also.
I miss Jermaine.
I wonder how Kanye West and Jay-Z are friends. Like, I constantly am like, if Kanye West was my friend and I was Jay-Z, I'd be like,
I don't know if they're friends if it wasn't just, I found you, so I'll keep you around because you're big as shit. I found you, though, just to remind you, I found you.
But they did. Talented. But they did the Throne album, which was really good.
Only because Kanye.
I like Kanye's earlier stuff. So
nope.
College Dropout is an amazing album.
Kanye's still good. You know, I mean, his last solo
album. His
album
is terrible. This most recent one. So.
His concert's very weird too. A lot of people
Kendrick
are freaked
Lamar
out.
Kendrick Lamar all the way.
Kendrick Lamar's quality.
And then in Beck news.
I love that Scientologist.
he's writing his next album, Morning Phase, which will be released on the 25th. But he also tells, he told Billboard that he has a collaboration album with Pharrell that he hasn't.
Who doesn't?
Are they going to both wear big hats?
They are.
Who doesn't have a collaboration
album? It's actually called Big
Pharrell.
Hats. That's the name of the album.
Is it? That's great. It's good to tell.
And when you open up the liner notes, it turns into a hat. So
is Debbie Ryan and the Never Ending going to be there too?
She's probably opening for Beck, yeah. And
I liked Eddie RD in back in the day.
Yeah.
What was Selena Gomez's band? I can't think of that stupid thing.
Selena Gomez and the
Beavers. Let's move on.
The Republicans or
no. Whatever.
The Republicans.
In kind of music news, Bill Lawrence announced that the Scrubs musical will be coming soon to Broadway.
That is great news.
Amazing.
We should do more musical talk. I could bring something to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And more book talk.
Book talk.
Music.
Okay.
Columns.
I've got to email you something.
Then there's also a really big, I guess, let's see, I know. Karen O also confirmed she'll be singing Moon Song from her and the Oscars.
Moon
I'm excited
song.
For that.
I love that song so much.
It's I really like Charlotte Johansson's version, too. So
Moon
she uses it.
River.
And then the last piece of music news I have is like there's a big copyright issue, I guess, or this deal going on right now where it's. Might be made legal to just take or remake or sample anyone's music without permission. And all the big music artists like Aerosmith, Eagles, and like Sting are definitely against it. But it's a big thing that's happening right now. And we'll see what happens because it's going to make basically they're going to lose their rights to do anything.
Come on, Vanilla Ice, get back into the game, dog.
Well, he'll be able to just remix whatever he wants.
I'm excited for this news.
We'll see what happens. You know,
interesting music.
They're fighting it, but yeah, we'll see what happens.
I don't need rich people to get richer, so I say fuck them.
Well, it's, you know,
I said it. I fucking said it.
It leads to
it's a beat. You can redo it
to no originality. People are just
redo movies all the damn time.
Songs, you know, without all willy nilly,
and it
know.
Goes into that remake reboot thing,
right?
They can't do it
because that's what I was thinking of when
I'd rather have reboots
of
music than movies, though. I'll say that.
We'll talk about that later.
Yes. Yeah.
Good discussion.
And that's it for music news. Brian, what do you got?
Television news.
Actually, Andrew has one piece of news.
Selena Gomez's band was The Scene.
I hate
and then
knowing
that now. Nick Jonas also did the exact same thing, and it was Nick Jonas in the administration. So, yeah. So, Debbie Ryan.
Wait.
Then that kid's a little
bit of Debbie Lovato's tour also starts this week, guys. So.
Oh, really? Dude, stop
and
going to
I
Disney.
I cannot.
Because X Factor got canceled. She doesn't have
I'm
any
scared.
Debbie Lovato's face is so unrecognizable to me. Like, she, Abbey Cornish, and
Abby looked great in Klondike.
I wanted her so bad. Like, if you were to put those three girls in the same room with me, I'd be like, you guys look
great. I would not.
Sienna Miller and Alfie.
I would do horrible things.
Sienna Miller and Alfie was one of the hottest.
I can't.
When has she not been hot? I'm so confused right now.
I don't know what's happening.
But yes, now that's all in music news.
That's music news. Heading over to television news. Horrible, horrible news. The Pretty Little Liars spinoff, Ravenwood, has been canceled.
Son of a bitch.
Guys, it's sad because after only one season.
Right.
I get so frustrated.
So now all those characters are going to move back to the city.
I heard it was really good, y'all.
What happened?
So sad.
Yeah, what happened when you were watching enough?
That's true. I don't even watch Pretty Little Liars or Ravenswood.
Why not?
I've been actually boycotting ABC.
But it's
family.
The most
because all the shows I like are not on CW. Yeah, they canceled Bunheads. They canceled Some Things I Hate About You. I do like Twisted.
But how do you like Rain? Rain and Tomorrow People.
Rain is not on ABC Family.
CW.
Oh, CW. That's what I was thinking of.
But
not
Rain,
which is like the teenage version.
That got picked up
ABC
for
another
season. It did. How about we let Brian get the news?
All right. No. Producer Tim Minear, who produced Firefly, was in an interview recently and talked about that he's been talking with Joss Whedon about bringing back Firefly from a limited series to Netflix.
Ew.
Nathan Fillion's kind of big now, y'all.
He can lose weight. And I just want to say 2 years ago, on my website for an April Fool's joke, I said Firefly was coming back for a limited series on Netflix.
He also doesn't like doing lots of action anymore because he has a back problem.
It also could be that they're going to do, if they're going to do a limited series, they may not even bring the original people back.
Which is fine. It's still Firefly universe with Joss Whedon.
We'll get.
I mean, they can't have
2 weeks Ghost.
Yeah, they can do that.
I'd almost rather have another movie.
I like Serenity.
Either way, it's good.
Come back.
Which means Netflix is just a way, an avenue for people to do stuff like that.
Alan Tudyk's Ghost.
Awesome. We talked about last week Ryan Phillippe doing Secrets and Lies for ABC.
You can't say Ralph Fiennes. You have no problem saying Ryan Phillippe.
I love
Ryan Phillippe.
Hey guys, I'm Ryan Phillippe.
Well, Juliette Lewis has joined the cast as the female lead.
Nice.
Man. What are we talking about?
Man.
Secrets and Lies for ABC.
Oh, right.
It's the American sport.
It'll be canceled after like a
broad
episode.
You don't think so?
I think Phillippe does great work.
It would. Like what?
Way of the Gun. That's about it.
There's a movie called Breach. He's really good in that.
He was good in Way of the Gun, but so was Benicio del Toro.
Cruel Intentions?
I like Cruel Intentions.
Yeah, he's really good in Cruel Intentions.
Oh, another remake that the original is darker.
He didn't really act a lot in that movie.
He was good. I like that movie.
It's so hard to fuck
But I think Felipe has a solid career under him. I think he does.
Wow.
But Juliette Lewis. I'll winning a Lifetime Achievement Award.
That's gross.
You don't like Juliette Lewis?
She's all right.
She's
good.
She's a good actress.
Yeah,
I like her. So it'd be interesting to see them together.
Clark, I think your eyes are frozen.
Moving on, the creators and directors of the recent Lego Movie and 21 Jump Street, Phil Lord and Chris Miller, have joined with Will Forte to bring Last Man on Earth to Fox. If you want to know what that's about.
You got picked up a series, too.
Just read
and
the title.
They're also producing the Workaholics movie.
Yeah.
That's from the three guys that do Workaholics, but it's not the Workaholics
movie. Well, basically four guys, right, is the other...
Oh, the director guy.
The director lazy guy.
Yeah.
So that...
Kind of excited.
Miller and Lord are busy, busy folk.
Yes, they are. And they're great.
They came from... Clone High.
Yeah, I own that DVD, by the way.
It's a great premise.
It was a great premise.
Canadians.
I remember watching the first episode of that show and having Gandhi as the hip black guy getting naked and drunk at every party was amazing. And then having Gandhi and George Washington Carver in film class make a buddy action movie called Black and Tan. It's genius writing.
So good.
It's really good. Moving on to amazing news. Wonder Years is finally coming to DVD. Never have before.
Just DVD.
With all the original music.
That was the hiccup, though.
Yeah.
So they had it on Netflix.
Yeah.
But the main song is not by Joe Cocker. It's by somebody else. And a few of the Beatles songs are not in there. But now they'll be all on DVD.
So does this mean that we finally get working now? Because Fred Savage said he wasn't really working until Wonder Years came out on DVD. I'm excited.
He said that
Cross
like 8
fingers.
Years ago. Though.
Right.
But it's going to be interesting. Why is it on Blu-ray? Why is it only on DVD?
It's cheaper.
Yeah.
They can't want the Blu-ray.
Maybe it is Blu-ray also. You just
so what's cool about this, Wonder Years has never been released in its entirety. There's been best of volumes on VHS, which go for hundreds of dollars on eBay. On VHS. VHS.
Betamax?
What's a VHS?
It's like Betamax.
Video home system?
We still have tape.
A video cassette.
Damn.
But yeah, people still have VCRs. But yeah, that's the only way to get them. So it's cool.
Cool. Who besides Brian Kluger still has a VCR?
My mom.
Brian Kluger and moms have VCRs still. Fuck me, right? Living in the past.
But oh my god, pictures are beer $18 now.
Damn you.
Oh my god.
So yeah, that's cool, and I hope there's like really cool extras, maybe like a interview
Winnie
with
naked?
Everybody now.
Winnie naked.
That'd be awesome. So that's cool news.
Now or
is it, did I read this just right? David Fincher is bringing Utopia to HBO.
Yeah.
With Gillian
yeah.
Flynn writing
with
the script.
With Gillian Flynn, yeah.
Which is
yeah.
crazy.
I'm really excited about yeah. that.
Because is her book out yet?
Gone oh, it's been out forever. She's like number one book like
okay.
last year.
Oh, Gone Girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gone Girl came out 2 years ago. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, they're making a movie of it.
It'll be out later.
So Utopia...
Fincher's making the movie.
Is Utopia a British series? Is that what it was?
It was a British
okay.
report.
And supposedly it's like similar kind of like to the movie In the Mouth of Madness where people are reading a book and they try to...
Go crazy?
Yeah.
I'm interested to see Gillian Flynn do it because I don't think she has any screenwriting experience.
Right.
And that's always a hard... To me, that's always a hard transition because authors are really, really great at crafting very well deep stories. But it doesn't mean they're good screenwriters.
Well, it works in Perks of Being a Wallflower.
No, it did not.
I think it did.
I did. Well, okay, but that's different because
it's dialogue driven. It's not a descriptive book either.
That's the only book he's ever written. He has a whole career in screenwriting. He did Jericho. He did a movie. He's done another stuff. So that's a completely.
Did she help with the script?
She wrote the new ending for Gone Girl.
Yeah, she just wrote.
So
she just helped.
She's dabbled, but she hasn't.
It's like how Stephanie Meyer.
But I agree with you. It is a different type
of
writing.
Completely different.
It's also you have to project it onto the way an actor will do it.
But this is cool.
Yeah,
David
you internalize that a lot more.
Yeah, it's coming back to TV again.
He's great.
David Fincher's coming back. Is he just doing the pilot episode?
It'll be interesting to see.
That's
executive
producer.
Yeah, because the problem with David Fincher is that it's really, really great that he would be there, but he is such a slow director. He doesn't have the speed for television.
Yeah.
He just doesn't. Even if it's a 13 limited series, he just doesn't have the speed for that.
Yes. Let's be honest. He's also busy as shit.
Yeah, he is. He's very busy.
He's got a lot. Right.
Moving on, we all know the Daily Show correspondent John Oliver left the show a few months ago.
British.
He's got a new show on HBO called Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, which will be essentially the Daily Show.
Yes.
Well,
they
announced the show back in the summer.
Yeah.
But now we finally have a name and a date on April 27th. So it's exciting.
I like him. Nothing wrong with him.
I wonder if it's going to coincide with kind of like Bill Maher, because Bill Maher does the political stuff. But he's got interviews. But yeah.
Yeah.
So Daily Show on HBO. I wonder if Stewart.
Do y'all keep up with Bill Maher's show?
Absolutely,
it's really good. He's gotten it so tight and done so right now.
I love him.
No.
It's going to be interesting, especially with John Oliver, because he's going to be solo, but he'll be by himself. So I'm interested to see what kind of.
He did well when he took over for Stewart. So, talking about the TV show Gotham. Donald Logue joins Gotham as Detective Harvey Bullitt.
My boyfriend Donald Logue.
Who plays...
He's on every show.
He's on like 80 shows right now.
He's on Viking right now.
Yeah.
And Son of Anarchy.
Yeah.
The only problem is his shows don't last.
Terriers.
Gotham
so
might.
Sad.
But
this
character he's playing Detective...
Too long.
This character he's playing Detective Harvey Bullitt sounds a lot like Vic Mackey from The Shield. Like that kind of dark and... sinister.
I'm excited. Just hope that he's going to have his hair because he grew his hair out for Vikings and for Sons of Anarchy, and it's so
so basically,
luxurious.
Bruce Wayne is going to meet the Tao of Steve, hopefully.
How creepy would that be?
That'd be great. And then my last bit of news, Jack Black and Tim Robbins reuniting yet again for a TV show on HBO called The Brink, which basically is like them trying to save the world politically from World War III.
It was picked up the series too. So
yeah.
What were they in together before?
Like tons of stuff.
High Fidelity
is one of them. They've worked together like 4 times though. I'm trying to remember which one.
Wasn't he also in
Shawshank?
I love Jack Black in Shawshank.
He was in School of Rock for a little bit.
Wasn't he in Tapeheads also with him?
Yes, Tapeheads. Yeah, they've been.
Well, also really cool news is that Seth Meyers finally announced a little bit more details about his, because his show premieres in 2 weeks, Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
And Fred Armisen.
That's crazy.
Is going to be his band leader.
How's that going to work? Because he's so busy himself.
They're going to work around, well, he's not really that busy. They're going to work around his
Portlandia
schedule. That was the biggest thing, was his Portlandia schedule and everything else. I mean, it's just like the Roots are so busy. They would do Jimmy and then go do events on Saturday and Sunday and come back, so.
It's pretty sweet.
It's pretty exciting.
That's TV news.
Also, I guess, Tom Papa's show that's produced by Matt Damon and Ben Affleck announced that the female lead is going to be Allison Hannigan from How I Met Your Mother.
That's awesome.
Oh, and speaking of How I Met Your Mother, Christina Merlotti, or the girl that plays the mother in the current season, she's joining Rashida Jones's ABC ABC.
And Greta.
And Greta Gerwig is going to
be the new
How I Met Your Dad.
I'm excited about that. I love Greta. I think
great choice.
The way that they describe that character, it makes total sense to be Greta, and they're likely going to be filming it in actually New York.
And it can't be any worse than Ted. God,
no,
Ted Mosby's annoying as
it
shit.
It is, but it's going to be.
And I love that show.
Yeah.
He's
I cried in the last episode, by the way, a little bit.
Yeah.
It was quite fucking emotional.
The song?
Oh, stupid bastard. Anyways.
Okay. TV,
that's
news.
TV news, right?
Yeah. Film news with Gadi Elkan.
We'll start with lovely Miss Ellen Page and her bold coming out.
Whatever. How did we not know?
Everyone knew.
That was an excellent speech,
Been calling it for... It is an excellent speech.
It was
excellent
speech.
It was a good moment to do it. During that thing and the way she presented it was quite
well. It was good. She did a good job. Good for her.
Good stuff.
There's a couple of interesting movies from bigger directors that haven't done something in just a little bit. Cameron Crowe, his untitled movie has a release date, December 25th of this year. So Crowe will be this year. Possibly he might get bumped.
Yeah,
but
with Bradley Cooper and Emma Stone.
Uh-huh. Ron Howard has taken over The Jungle Book. Yay.
He's in serious talks about that, which is interesting because Disney, since Jungle Book has the rights are up, so it's public domain.
It's open source.
Disney is doing their one. Jon Favreau is directing The Jungle Book, and now Warner Brothers is like...
A live action with Howard as potentially director. It was Alejandro González Iñárritu, the... God, what has he done? Why is my...
Babel.
The last Babel. One.
Yeah, the freaking Oscar winner. Great director, though.
Do we need two films?
Yeah, we need five.
We don't need another, and we don't need two of them.
I disagree. I like the Jungle Book story. I don't mind seeing it on screen. There's much
live action,
worse
I'd see,
crap
but do we need
than
two?
But there's already been a live action.
That's
going to
be the next...
To do another one,
but that was a cartoony... I get one of these...
No, there was one that came out like...
No, but it was...
Yeah. The guy who played Brandon Lee in the... Or Bruce Lee in the Bruce Lee story?
Yeah.
Brandon Lee.
It's going to be like the next Peter Pan, though. We're going to get like five of these a year from now on.
It's like we're
it's
like,
a great story.
We're
going to
have five Tarzans in 1 year.
Yeah. What a, let's just go with it. Fuck y'all. Don't hate me. I'm not the one.
No, I like it. It's good.
Michael Keaton, in an interview during the RoboCop BS, said that he is more than willing to do a Beetlejuice sequel, and he's already talked to Tim.
So this is old news. Since the first one came out, he's been talking to anybody who listened about doing Beetlejuice.
But this
again,
is the first
is
time
awesome.
He's mentioned that he
but
did bring it up to Tim Burton.
I would watch anything with Michael Keaton. He's great.
They need. No. I'm Beetlejuice, one of his best movies, Tim Burton's. So I would be happy for him to go back to that. And Michael Keaton was robbed of an Oscar of Beetlejuice back then.
It can't be worse than Alice in Wonderland.
Well, any Tim Burton movie that Tim Burton remakes or reboots is a terrible movie. Like Pee Wee's Big Adventure, Edward Scissorhands. Beetlejuice, great movies. But not Willy Wonka, not Planet of the Apes, not
Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland was at least decent, but anyways.
I like Edward McFish also.
Bill Paxton, or...
Bill Pullman.
Is directing a movie called The Bottoms, which is the writer of Frailty is with him.
Yes.
Sweet. Not.
Right on the bottom.
It's Lansdale, and it's about 1930s Texas.
View from the top.
It's
nice.
About two kids, a boy and a girl. Who find a dead body and there's a murder investigation. Deals with race and
what is it,
sex.
Stand By Me?
It's dark.
Is it going to be shot here in Dallas?
And it won't be, but it is just cool. Bill Paxton and the writer Brett Hanley. I love Frailty, so I think them coming together again is quality for him. Whether he'll be in the movie, he hasn't announced, but he's certainly directing
it. Bill Pullman, though. It wasn't.
It's... You know, we've done the joke.
Same person.
It's like Dylan Moran.
What joke?
He was in Casper, right?
Endurance.
And then for those that keep up with like film festivals across the sea,
that's me. Berlin.
Berlin announced the Golden Bear. Yeah, however you want to do it. Golden Bear. It's in the city of Berlin, fuckers.
Bear.
The Golden Bear went to a Chinese noir drama called
amazing.
Black Hole Thin Ice that everyone's going apeshit about.
It looks so good.
The lead actor won the Silver Bear for acting.
That bear.
And then a nice little twist, though, for us Texans, Linklater took home Best Director for his movie Boyhood, which was also at Sundance and potentially could come to Dallas.
What's the one he's been shooting for like 25
it's
years, cool. though, right?
It's a story he's had forever.
Yeah.
And it's got, obviously, Ethan Hawke, because that's the only guy he can work with, so...
Is it?
No.
Wasn't there another... There was another American that won, like, some other...
There were a few other... All you can go to their website. Say it again.
Bernale.com.
And then you can check out, like, there was, like, 12 awards or something given out total. But those are the three big ones in this. Chinese Noir is supposedly going to be the next big foreign film for 2014.
I know. Monkey King didn't blow up the box office.
Poor Monkey King. And I think that's all that I wrote down.
Okay.
Is that the Demi Lovato
show? Anybody else have any film news?
It's a Jumanji spinoff with the...
Any Superman Batman news?
Anything else, Adam?
You know, Superman and Doomsday are going to be battling in May.
Great response.
Good stuff. Any more film news, anybody? I think that's it. That is our In the News segment, 25th In the News segment.
What?
News.
Thank you.